Now, a senior military advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says remarks by Israeli officials about Tel Aviv's deadly attack on Syria's Golan Heights prove that they are fearful of Iran's reaction. Our correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmadi has filed this report.
High-ranking Iranian officials attending the funeral of IRGC commander Mohammad Ali al-Lohdadi 4 days after the IRGC warned that Israel should await a, quote, crushing response from Tehran. Reporters eager to find out more and officials reluctant to get into details. But Tel Aviv officials claim that the Israeli military was not aware of the presence of Iranian military forces in the convoy targeted by their helicopter on January 18th, received a harsh response.
The comments by the Zionist regime officials show their fear of reaction to the martyrdom of our loved ones from Iran and Hezbollah on the Syrian soil. The Zionists should know that they are an unwanted stain on the face of the region.
And he is not alone in saying so.
This is not the first time, and it is mainly because they are afraid. They've seen our 8-year war, the 33-day war, and the resistance in Gaza. All these are in line with each other. It's all about faith and Imam Khomeini's school of revolutionary thought. They know that their days are numbered.
Six Hezbollah fighters, including Jihad Mourniyeh, son of the resistant movement's late military leader and IRGC commander, Brigadier General al-Lahdadi, were killed in the attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The strike came 3 days after Hezbollah leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said that he considered frequent Israeli strikes in Syria as major aggression and that Syria and its allies have the right to respond. Hezbollah, on his part, has vowed that its response to the attack will be extremely painful.
It is now clear who are the men behind the curtain. The fact that Israelis are trying to help the terrorists in the region is now a known fact. For those who are seeking the truth, everything is now transparent.
On the other hand, some Iranian officials see more factors playing part.
Israel has always tried to jeopardize the relationship between Iran and the West, and now that the talks with the P5 plus one is taking a positive turn, it's not surprising to see Israelis do everything they can to promote a negative picture of Iran. The strike and the propaganda surrounding it plays well for them.
Iranian officials say the reality is that the world is changing and people are becoming more aware. Therefore, the anti-Israeli battlefield is stretching and a new front is opening up. Iran has vowed to retaliate, but what exactly this retaliation is going to be is keeping Israelis on their toes. Gisu Misha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.